زه خوش مس هاوی وری اخر مس خل خل ز زه خوش مس دادی او شی دو بس شو فاول زه خوش مس شلون زهم بن ریال اوکی وی سو تودی تودی دات وی گونا فینیش اپ I wrote this for this year. I can always do more and always do things, but okay. So we started the year with what symbol do we start the year with?
Kuftes.
So it's all about Bittel. So, so if a person wants to rely on Bittul Lechatchila, could he even mevatel the Isser? So he just wants to do Bittul. So Bittul. So could the concept of Ein mevatel the Isser Lechatchila, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Okay, so we'll have some type of order. Okay, Moshe, Rosa's one?
It's my logo.
Excellent. Between
the Rashi and what the Rashi quotes from Tosfos,
oh,
or the Raivin. Raivin is most famous. Raivin learns it.
Where's the Raivin?
Raivin learns it to the Raisa.
Where does he write that?
In his sefer.
Well, cause what's the name of his sefer?
It's a Koshu.
Mashahel.
That's a good name for a sefer. Maybe you'll write a sefer one day, quotes. This is Russia.
Hey, all right, it's
your So the Ravid says it's what? The Raisa. And what's the Bogus? And what does Rashi say? Also,
Rashi like Ravid.
Yeah. And but what's the most standard Sishita? Yehuda?
Yehuda?
Rashba.
Says what?
That says the Rabbanan.
Rabbanan. And what's the famous note of Yehuda Shita?
That's
a lot of
Yavish Piyah. One is Yavish Piyah. And the involvement of the Chathila is going to be in the Raisa because it's not even a real mixture. Just like you say, a mixture in your head. But when it comes to Lach, it's
good. What Gemara does he base this on?
The one with the Mishara?
Another.
What would you say, Abijay?
The one with the Mishara?
Yeah.
And the birds.
A lot.
I don't know the exact case.
Okay, does someone want to... You got the right remark, just to say what it says. So does anyone want to help out?
No, we use let go of the birds away. But we don't allow you to throw the birds away. No, you could. There was a little bit of birds from the... Sorry, duck is underway.
No, not if it's coming up.
Oh. It's in your dachas now.
Then you don't send it away.
What's the lashon of Gemara? Lo omru shlach le takala. And I can say, as if we have a bird in your dachas, so you're not going to throw it away because we don't say shlach, the roots of shlach, send it away. But it's going to be a takala because somebody's going to find it and not use it. So we don't say shlach la takala. So what's the other Yudas kasha? On that Gemara. In other words, the Gemara says if you have a bird for any dachas, it's not going to be a problem. Then we don't throw it away, right? right? Because it'll be a takala. So those of you who didn't ask a kasha, what's his kasha? So what's the answer? Fine. Ellie Goldberg. Okay, we're doing well here. We're doing well. So let me ask you a question. If I go to the store and I buy something and I see it has non-kosher ingredients, but it's very minimal, and it would be. So is there anything wrong with buying such a product?
Even if it's less from the chachila, no?
Is that in the chachila? Joe Miller, do you have a screen? I always like to see everyone's face. If you have...
The project I'm driving.
Are you driving? Okay.
Pick someone.
It's okay. Driving is also good. Yeah, so what were we saying? Okay, Yehuda, what were we saying?
According to the Radvaz, it's a problem for sure, because in the vatla nislechatchila, by buying it, it's like you're being vatla chatchila. You're relying on in the vatla nislechatchila, and also according to the Rivash, it seems to be a problem also, because it's like he had in mind to be mevatel for you.
Mm-hmm. So, and what do we hold? What did your grandfather hold? Is that in
my grandfather holds his mother.
Meaning, if he holds that called in mevatel, that's not him. You have mevatel. But the other Radvashi is, if you get yourself involved, whereas a heter bittel, but you got yourself involved where you didn't have to get involved, that's a nevada nisnachatchila. Whereas others say, like his grandfather, the body, that no, if you it was already bought though, so the fact that you bought it, that's not a nevada nisnachatchila. And that says, no, it's a nevada nisnachatchila is a conceptual idea. It's not that you did a maisa bittel. It means there's a bittel going on and you got yourself involved in the situation where you didn't have to get involved, relying on bittel. Okay. Sounds good.
Doesn't that advice sound like a big chiddush?
Radvaz.
Yeah, isn't it more mechudish than Ketzal?
I guess it depends what perspective you're looking at.
Yehuda, are you saying like be sad because you're not doing anything technically and you're just someone else is doing it, relying on it?
Okay, so let's see then. What's the din if you're using the milk, say a spoon got into the sink with hot water and it dropped to the bottom? Milk spoon or fleisch spoon, any spoon. We got to the bottom of the sink. So, yes, kasha, it's a problem. Is the sink
hot water?
Hot water, yes.
Is there soap?
There are ones.
Soap, or even without soap.
He said with hot water, it'd be mishpah.
What is Ramos?
Sir Ramos make
hot water.
doesn't allow it to be folded.
Ramo is not mafu to mavliya.
Well, who's speaking?
Emzi.
Yeah, Emzi. From Chicago. Yeah, what did they say in Chicago? Say, Zog.
I think Ramo holds that Irui can't be mafu to mavliya. So if the spoon falls on the bottom, it's not going to be a problem.
What does it mean, maflid and mavliya?
Meaning the Irui doesn't have enough koach to make the tam come out and go into something else. So Rabbi said basically anything that happens in a sink, based on the Ramah, you could probably be mekel in almost all cases if hot water is problematic, or it won't be a problem.
Yeah. And is there a case that the Ramah is moda in that is maflid mavliya by Irui? Probably
not. If you have food, then you don't need to just not with the same thing. Or if it's a double rach, you
say double rach. Double rach also. If it's a double rach, then it can be mafla mavliya. But the ed is also mafla mavliya.
It's not mafla.
Sure. Because it has to come out of the.
It is the food, isn't it? You don't need to drag it out.
No, but it still has to be mafla from itself.
Didn't we say that it's also okay to go get hot food?
That if you had hot food. If it's hot, it's not hot. Then. Hey, what's the McCountess?
He said it's on the kit. If it's hot for 24 hours, for more than 24 hours, it somehow stays hot for more than 24 hours, and then it gets on the counter, then. Be an issue, but you know, nowadays food doesn't stay that hot for that long.
Mm-hmm. What's the famous rhyme of that double shish of tea in the old bottle?
Tells her.
Tells her. No.
Darn Sundays.
Yeah.
The Quran talks about my focus between Rabbi Uda and Muhammad.
Okay. But let's see if someone. Okay. Let's see if someone else who hasn't spoken as much could want to say about this Quran and the Darn.
Didn't we say that it's only that there's no bit on Darashish Vomatirin because the Isser is too similar to the Heter?
The Isser is too similar to the Heter. So what does that mean? You're saying well, but say more.
So, because. If, sorry, give me a second, just think it through. We only say Davar Sheisho Matirin by Min Bimino and not Min Sheino Mino because I don't have it, then I have to think it. Give me a minute.
Okay. You want to say it?
Yeah,
you say it.
Sure. The Mahogos interview with Muhammad is whether or not Mimino is Bato in general, or it's not. If you just said Mimino in Bato, someone said Mimino is Bato.
Is that the derisive interview?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Based on Sukyam, Damasar, or Damapar.
No, go on.
So the Ron says, what's the Mahogos really about? He says, if you do the things, if it's Mimimino, then they're so similar, they don't cancel each other out. It strengthens it. And the opponents say, yeah, but they're not, they're still one sister and one heta. But if you have a double sheishal material, so then it's, in a way, it's already somewhat heter, because it has a tzad heter shibo. But once it has a tzad heter shibo, the Ron says that Rav Chaim are going to agree that now they're alike, And now they're not going to nullify, they're not going to cancel each other out. They're going to remain, you know, the way they are. Therefore, that's why it's not going to be quantum. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only going to be true by Mimino. And they're alike in their men, and they're alike in their heter. Remember, they're not countering each other out for the exact
clash.
There's no clash.
So why is it called the Telzeron?
Telzeronus.
What's Telzeronus? What's the difference between Telzeronus and Briskelonus? No? What's the difference? Come on. The difference between Telzeronus and Briskelonus? No? You hear anyone say?
I don't remember if this is right, but the Telz always goes into the reasons for things, no? And the Briskers exactly. Aren't into that.
Right. Briskers is you only ask what, and you don't ask why. And Telz is about asking why. And Brisk, I've been going hard, so I said, I don't, but that's Brisk asking why, that's like off limits. So he's giving a svara to try to understand why is it that, you know, that's why it's called, this is dealing with the why. That's why it's called the Telzera. It's going to be a bit of Horowitz, but that's how the Horowitz points out. Okay. Okay. Is chametz for Pesach bottle? What?
It depends.
It depends. Well, who's
whether it's Pesach or not?
Well,
so chametz on Pesach itself is also b'masho, but if it gets taravos before Pesach, then it's bottle.
Before Pesach. And what about Nosei Tam L'Gam on Pesach?
Both.
Yeah, what's okay. Yeah.
In the Rashba and want to say the Rambam?
You want to.
Well,
you want to, but what will you say?
I don't remember. I know that the Machaber, the Ashkenazim like the Rashba, and the Rishwarim are not. I forget who the other regional is.
Doesn't the Ramah say it's Batal B'Shishim?
Because it has to do with whether or not Nosei Tam L'Gam, or the Rashi and the Ram. It has to do with whether or not it's Nosei Tam L'Gam within Bittul, or it's just separate then. And so the Rashi assumes it's within Bittul, and therefore they're not going to be Batal on Pesach, even if it's Nosei Tam L'Gam.
What is the Shul to say? Schultz.
That was
the other sheet. I don't remember the other sheet. So this is the story. I told you I was going to tell you a story from the Shlomo Kalmach. I never told them. What?
Mr.
Blue. Mr.
Oh, what's that? What's
that? Rabbi Rab was there many years ago. Shlomo Kalmach came. He was in Riverdale for Shabbos. He went to Riverdale. He said, "Charles Shulis." He said that Mishkos Yaakov had a neighbor that was a very poor Jew, and when they had to collect for him to have food for Pesach. And they gave the food before Pesach. Then in the middle of Pesach Seder, he knocks on the door. And he says, "Rebbe, a crumb of chametz fell in the food."
So what's the halacha? So Bishka says, the sheet of the Shultis, the Chametz, Ramash, Chametz is bottled even the Pesach. And you can rely on that sheet. And that night, after the Pesach said, and Bishka Siakha went to sleep. And the Shultis appeared to him in a dream. The Shultis said, I was mechadish because I knew one day, somebody might have an accident on Pesach. And even though seemingly it's not the pashtus, but so I'm coming to you in a dream to tell you, to give you a shikayach that you used the shita for what it was meant for. And then he gave a bracha to Rabbi Willig that says, whenever you say a kula, the Baal HaMemra should come to you in a dream. And that was the story.
And he was like,
he said,
the life.
That's good.
Okay. What about a dishwasher? Was it what if you have you put milk in a thing in a fleshik with fleshik kalim in the dishwasher?
It depends if you're Ashkenaz or Svardi or something.
Yeah.
Svardim, they use it zach or zach. And some hold that you could even do it together.
Yeah, what's the svaris there?
What's the svar? It's because of the soap and you know, everything else.
It's an automatic notion.
It's all pugum.
Is there another svar we could use?
Did we say shefa? The kriva shefa? Or is that something?
Oh, who's speaking?
Yosef,
let me hear about the shefa. I want to hear what you have to say.
No, I thought that.
Tell me what's the spit of Shefa.
That if it's really, really large, the kli that you're putting into, you're going to consider what you put inside of it to be batel because the kli is so big. It's like the Shefa, it's abundant.
Something what's the case? Give me a case.
So, I mean, the dishwasher, maybe if there's something fleshik that goes into it, you're going to assume that it's going to automatically be butta.
Okay, did I understand that wasn't the svara? That's just a dinyon. The same way that klishim mishtanish with the shefa is an automatic shishim, so too with dishwasher is automatic putt. I think when we looked up inside, we said it wasn't that. The dishwasher is shefa. Is that just like shefa is automatic shishim, so too dishwasher is automatic putt. That's what we said
last time. Wasn't there an example, if you're cooking for a lot of people, and then something, a certain amount within the Shulchan Aruch, forgot the exact example, but like a really huge pot, and then if something falls into that, you could assume that it's batel, something along those lines. Mm-hmm.
Rebbe, but at the end of the day, you said that we should be machmir, and that we shouldn't use the dishwasher for both dairy and meat.
And is this considered machmir mavliya for Ahmed?
Dishwasher?
Because what are we afraid of? If you have the wrong thing, so maybe some residue of milk will, cheese blitz will get into the flesh. So what did we just, what did you just say before from the Rav Moha? Right, and so is this Rav a question?
Well, the silverware is
a question. We'll say it's not Yad Toledes, so it doesn't...
The dishwasher is not Yad Toledes?
Probably Yad
Toledes. Probably, definitely.
No, we said like no one cooks in it, and it's, so it might, you might be allowed to. And because it's not.
Well, what's the issue here? Whether we can apply that din of machmir with the
kachet? Because the water is indirect, it's not coming directly.
Not a kli rishon.
What?
It's a kli sheni.
So,
where is the din of machmir with the kachet that you don't say? By which halacha? By where?
It's in Zali Beis.
By Eroy.
By Eroy, right. So is this Eroy?
Probably.
So then what's the issue?
Because it's on his Akilua. Probably because it's coming directly from
a
heat source. But,
yeah, it's like Rebbe Gazali America said, it's heat source and thing.
No, it's not that. It's
like, no, no. So is that... But the question, so therefore, maybe, maybe the. Well, why is Eroy different? Eroy Cleavishan is different than the Cleavishan itself because Eroy is more removed. But if there's a heat source, I think what Rabbi Berg is saying is if there's a heat source right there, then it's not necessarily more removed. Unless you say that the heat source doesn't heat it, you know.
Didn't we say that one of the cases has to be that it has to be like something that is able to take it in, like it's soft, so therefore it could take in the taste, but dishes don't necessarily do that.
That's what we're talking about. Right?
Yeah.
But that's by irritation. The question is dish one equal to irritation.
Wasn't there also a conversation about, I'm not remembering where it was, but about like how you can have something that has the koach to take taste out of something, but not necessarily be able to put it back into something else, like that the water wouldn't necessarily have enough time to go into the next.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
What about the soap? Meaning, would it be in Dosin Tan?
So what's the story with the soap? What's the story with the soap? So the water, so that should be the head to... It's all right. But the question that's asked about the soap is the soap is only released later and it's not released right away. Everybody thought that still it's mos, so that's also considered pogum. And when it gets into the...
You said it would be all in process. So
what if you cleaned your maror for bugs in kosher Pesach vinegar? You soaked it in the vinegar for like 2 hours. Is there any problem with that?
Kavush.
Kavush. What's the difference, kavush?
That it's like you cooked it.
Kavush kemavushal.
Yeah, kavush kemavushal.
So how long does kavush kemavushal take?
24 hours. Isn't it 24 hours?
Is it always 24 hours?
No, I think the Mechaber says it's a lot less.
If it's right. Charif, if it's Charif.
Would you say Yehuda? What? Would you say Joe Miller?
Can we say it's 18 minutes if it's something that's sharp? But didn't we say for maybe the shach or something that vinegar isn't considered sharp?
So regular by regular liquid, what's the coverage of how long?
24 hours.
And what's it then by vinegar, chometz?
I thought we said from the shach that would be 24 hours. That's not considered.
And who disagrees?
The Pharisee Israel, maybe? I don't remember.
Who disagrees between on the shach?
The brush?
That's
based on how you read the brush.
That's what the shach says. So who disagrees with the shach?
The
Mordechai gets through. Who disagrees with the shach?
Doesn't the first shul say it's just 18 minutes?
The first shul says 18 minutes for something that's far, right? So whichever. But who says that's 18 minutes even for vinegar?
Mechaber, no?
Yes, Mechaber. Right. Hey, Albert, you said it?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the din of Zaya? What's the din of Zaya? Where does Zaya come up the most in this discussion?
Ovens. Microwaves.
So where does it say that Zaya has the status of the item itself? What's the source for that? Quoting, what was he quoting? What was he quoting, the Shulchan Aruch?
What was the case?
What source was he quoting? What source was he quoting? He was quoting a Mishnah.
Oh, yeah, the bathhouse.
Where is that Mishnah?
In Machshir.
Yeah.
Where the Machshir is in the
bathhouse. Hello. Hey, can I call you back in like 20 minutes? Oh, okay. You should know. Okay, I have to check with my wife. Okay, so I'll be in touch with you. Okay, bye bye.
Yick.
Yeah. So what's the concept of Zaya?
We're afraid that there may be steam that comes up from food. One of the chashashos is it's going to sit at the roof of the oven, let's say, and then drip back down. If it's fleishik steam, we'll have that time. It'll drip back down into the milchik food.
Well, what was the case of the rush? Eli Goldberg says Jubas a rush. What was the case of the rush?
Salami.
So how is that different than the oven case?
Like a mice? It was said by an oven, like these, by the time it gets up, there's going to be a bunch of things. Number one, for the salami, you have to see whether the zeh is still yet to let us know what happened. And by the oven, we had a smell. It's totally subtle by the time it gets to the smell.
Also, sometimes it might not come back down now.
Yeah, who says that? Who says that, Yoni? Well, Rav Shlomo, what does he say? What is Rav Shlomo, does it?
That it could go that in Zaya means it in Zaya after Zaya.
What does that mean?
That Zaya could be enough to go up into something, but then that's not going to be enough to bring it back down.
And what was the kasha that Avad Yosef had on that?
He asked from. Of Gemara with the pot, with the pot on the pot cover. If you have food in the pot, the zeh goes to the pot cover, then we assume that it's going to be us. That's what the Milton's pot cover deficiency. So Rabbi says the only chashash is that the zeh that comes up, that's going to come down.
So what's the answer?
Rabbi said he didn't really understand the Rabbi.
Yeah. Then I have that conversation with Rabbi Body. Maybe it hung off. I used to have good conversations with Rabbi Body and hung off. Those are good days. One of the first time I saw Yisrael was Mamish. It was this time of year. Wasn't even a year old, I think. And I know to speak to Rabbi Body. That's the first time I met Rabbi Body face to face. We were talking on the phone for some time, but we met for the first time in Hanov.
Shtickholz
is when we spoke on the phone for the first time.
Yeah. And this one.
This one. How does what's the cash of the Ran on Hagolas Kalim? How does Hagolas Kalim work? The Ran has a cash.
Pull that back.
Yeah. So what's the answer?
So didn't we say raise up?
In other words, Rana is kasha. If you kasha something, the bleed comes out, but then it can go right back in. So what do you gain? So what's the answer?
One answer
that
it goes in as
Tamfada. Let's go to the Chilas. We also have got that. Okay, we're doing well here, guys. We're doing well.
Doesn't the Torah say to wait 24 hours for that reason, or do it in shish ech b'shishim?
It do b'shishim, you wait 24 hours. Yeah. But say you wait 24 hours, right? So it's already pogum. So now, what are you gaining? You wait 24 hours, it's pogum. And now you're going to do it, and it's going to come out and go back in. It's also pogum. So it's pogum. What you gain? So what's the answer? That was it.
Only Tom that came in as Shvach and now becomes pogum is going to be in this Rabba. But it came in as pogum to begin with.
Excellent. How come in the Goldberg household that they have two great, a Fleischer great and a Milchik great? Why do they do that? Are they like super, super like Machmer people? Yeah, is that the shot? Who says the chumra? What's the chumra for that? Where's the chumra brought down? Hmm? Oh, where's the rachman? Where's the chumra come from? Some esoteric source?
So it's up to? You said you don't need it at all.
You don't need?
We don't need the grades at all.
What do you mean you don't need the grades at all?
It's based on the Rambam.
What does the Rambam say?
What did before? That's a sink.
Well, this is not a sink. We're talking about the grades.
Doesn't Rav Moshe talk about the saying that no one does it in the actual sink? So, therefore.
We're not talking about sinks. We're not talking about sinks right now. We're talking about grades.
Grades.
Don't we say that two came?
Oh, I was talking about
sinks. Oh, no, so you don't do that. Yeah, I was wondering. Even the Goldbergs don't do this.
No, the sink.
Yeah, the Goldbergs do. The sink. Yeah, the racks. You mean the racks and the sink? No. See, it's going to be clarified. So it's totally misunderstood what you said.
So what's Rebbe talking about?
Talk about when you put the food on the stove, you have grates.
Ah, we said that it doesn't really matter because anything that would have dripped is burnt off. So it's not going to give any time, and it's like it's nothing because it's burnt.
Yeah.
Don't we also say about two kalim that if two kalim come together, they don't transfer, it's harder for them to transfer time, something along those lines.
Right, two kalim is like, well, what's the klal?
As long as there's no moisture connecting them, I think we said.
What's the klal?
Ein
ha ba lua yotze me mechaticha
nevela.
So this is like, and how much rotev do you need?
A lot.
What?
Can't just be the juices that come out.
How do you know? Who says that?
Who says it?
Which rabbi?
It was.
I
have the page for the packet in my head.
I know. The page isn't. Yes, you did.
How was that?
Yaakov Milisa.
What else did he write?
Seems Amish, man.
What else?
Oh, you were on my side. Who else? Just the sitter.
What was the question?
Glorber Bell.
Yeah.
Yaakov Ben Yaakov.
The sitter is the Dachaim sitter. It says psakim. So now the vinegar is not to print the sitter in. What you need a sitter for? You don't need a sitter. You just print the psakim from the sitter. Well, I do psakim with the sitter. Okay. What else?
I was
going to
ask about old China.
Old China. Okay, let's talk about old China. Right, you should. So you have some old China. Could you a non-from relative?
Chacham Tzvi.
What does Chacham Tzvi say?
If it sits for long enough, then we assume that the
How much is long enough?
It's for a year.
And where does he get this thing? Where does it say a year?
He learns it from something like wine.
Well, huh?
I'm trying to remember.
You said it. Did you just say it?
Yeah, something with wine.
Something with wine.
It's the Gemara about that they would keep in flasks wine, and so after a year, the time is so weak that it wouldn't go in.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's only talking about one case.
Which case? Comments.
For the Ashkenazim.
Okay. It's where Machner, there's no Zayn. There's
no
Zayn
from
Mutter Vidyevet, Das Lachatila. Okay. What is the din of Efshar Lafrido? What's the case and what's the halacha? Efshar Lafrido.
Actually,
Alfredo
is talking about
separate
out the
bus
from
the bus. How do you do that?
How do you separate them?
Yeah.
Put in the cold water to make
cold water.
That's a different thing. By smoking it?
Reza. No. What's the case of Efshar Lafrido? I cannot leave here without someone telling me the case of Efshar Lafrido. Please, tell me the case. No? Come on.
Come on.
I will not take a no for an answer. You guys know it, and then you're not going to take no for an answer. Come on. Come on. You know it.
It's a case where Bel Chatifa, Basar Bukhalo, and then that Chatifa gives time to a different piece. And since the chalav, it only gives time buffer, it doesn't give time chalav.
Why?
Because the chalav doesn't bleed.
Why?
Because
the mixture.
No.
Why? Come on.
Why it does here? Because
the chalav is not considered charbein, and therefore
it's less shisha.
Delvey.
It's not a Isser Balua?
Yeah, go back out. The din is that something that's so short doesn't go back out. Unless it's Shamayin. It's not Shamayin. That's not what it's supposed to talk about.
Now, weren't there two scars? One is that it must have been that they gave each other time beforehand.
You're talking about Isra Dovok. Yes. That's what you're talking about. I didn't ask about Isra. I should have asked about Isra
Dovok. And Isra Dovok doesn't go back out.
Why?
That's the Matthias.
Why?
Because that's the way the Rosh Hashanah world.
So what's the clouds? Not the clouds. Not the cloud.
No.
No. No. Ena el below yotze mechatichel chaticha below rote. Okay. So what's the case of after la freedom?
So you roast the two gates, two of them next to each other. One chaticha has basar b'chalav, one chaticha has basar. And you roast the two gates.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking. What took you so long? You had one chatiha had basar v'chalav, one chatiha just had basar, you roast it together, so the second chatiha is not going to have any chalav in it because the chalav is not coming out. But if we say the basar v'chalav is isur be'etzem, then what? Then
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So now it's the other thing. But if it's
chalav,
you won't have it. So that's the shayla. We said it's a whole machlokes between.
Earlier than that.
Yeah, who?
Between
the Rash.
I don't
remember. Was it with the Rishon? I don't have a
focus. You saw the Rashba. Rashba
and the Rama. The Rashba. The Tour. Shagura. Okay, you look at it again. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Okay, so okay, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. We did the first part of today's plans, Baruch Hashem. Then we'll take a 2-minute break, and I'm going to give the shiur on. Yes. And then we'll have pizza lunch, right?